This is a 2.2 billion euro scheme and it's likely to double. We know that 2.2 was based on what they had learned out of Donegal and Mayo, but we also had four other counties down the Western Seaboard. So there were sort of six counties in the frame, but we've Engineers Ireland coming back now to tell us that there's six other counties. By the time we're finished, we don't know what counties will be left behind. There's 12 out of your 26 in the Republic of Ireland. So that a scheme of this size, which we're told by the minister, is the biggest in the world. How could we possibly not ask for that to be given the full rigors of appropriate scrutiny?
Is there also a lack of trust with perhaps officials at the Department of Housing?
There's absolutely a trust issue there, Greg. And, you know, I've made no secret of that all along. You know, we had the 90-10 scheme, but the reality was by the time the devil in the detail emerged, we were into a 60-40 scheme. We can't afford to be hoodwinked twice. And we are burning time. No doubt about that. You know, nobody knows that more than the homeowners. But I can assure you, at no point was time wasted on the back of the homeowners or the campaign. This concerted effort at every juncture that we meet to try and drag the last penny out of the homeowner in the hope that we'll roll over and say, okay, we've had enough. Well, we're not going to do that. It has to be right. If that takes a couple of extra weeks, Greg, so be it.
If Dara O'Brien come back to you, says, right, we'll do the pre-legislative scrutiny, but we're not going to get this passed before the summer recess. It's going to be during the next sitting of the Dáil after the summer holidays, the very generous summer holidays. Is that a price worth paying?
Absolutely, it's a price worth paying, because the minister told us pre-Christmas that we would be at this stage January, February, and now we are 31st of May. They're going to push it all the way through here that you're going to 31st of May, they need 2 weeks then to publish it. So middle of June, they publish it. That's the first time we see it. That's the first time the Dáil or the Oireachtas sees it. And then they're going to try and shoehorn it in a month, you know, so we need a week to a week and a half to get a compressed version of PLS in there. And there's three key parts to that. And it can be done very quickly. It's normally spread out over weeks. But we've had a lot of contact this week with members, and we know how this works now, and we've got good detail on it. There's three meetings. The first one's with the department and the housing agency. And this joint housing committee will interrogate them on that and cross-examine them on that. The next meeting is SCSI and Engineers Ireland, two major stakeholders. They'll be cross-examined on it. And then there'll be homeowners, ourselves as reps, and experts that we may wish to bring in with us, which we'll absolutely do. There's three meetings that take 2 hours apiece. They're normally spread over weeks. We can compress that into one day in Dublin, a one-hit wonder, go down, get the three meetings done. And it takes about a week to a week and a half for the recommendations to come back from that to be presented to the minister. How could that not be a week and a half? Time well spent. And I would love to see where there was a better week and a half spent between Christmas and now.